UN Under Secretary General Jean Pierre Lacroix is visiting Ethiopia, Sudan, and South Sudan this week and is consulting with regional leaders over the status of the United Nations interim security forces in Abyei or UNISFA after Sudan expressed concerns over the current Ethiopian contingent forces in Abyei. Last month, the Sudanese transitional government wrote to the UN Security Council complaining about the presence of Ethiopian forces in the area, saying they should be replaced by other regional forces to continue maintaining security in the area. Speaking to reporters in Khartoum on Tuesday after meeting with General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the head of Sudan Sovereign Council and other Sudanese officials, Lacroix said the Sudanese government believes Ethiopian forces in Abyei should be replaced in accordance with the new political developments in the area to avoid a conflict of interest.
I'm grateful that the highest authorities of Sudan expressed appreciation for the role played by the UN mission UNISFA, and we discussed how UNISFA can continue this role and how the function of UNISFA can be adapted to the new situation.
The UN official could not confirm if the UN has accepted Sudan's request to replace the Ethiopian forces, saying further consultations are still underway with regional authorities over the matter. Lacroix says the UN's relations with Sudan have improved after the transitional government carried out several political reforms following the revolution that led to the oust of former President Omar al-Bashir. He says the UN remains committed to supporting the transitional period in Sudan to realize political stability and lasting peace in the country.
The quality of this discussion today confirmed that there is a great relation between Sudan and the United Nations, and I can absolutely confirm that the UN as a whole remains fully committed to supporting Sudan in its transition.
Sudanese Foreign Minister Mariam As-Sadiq Al-Mahdi describes Lacroix's visit as timely as the government works to restore lasting peace in the country, including in Abyei. She says Sudan is uncomfortable with the presence of Ethiopian forces in the disputed region and would like to see the UN Security Council replace them with any other forces from the region.
He wanted to seek the approval among the three countries, Sudan, South Sudan, and Ethiopia, on the smooth transition of these forces to a peacekeeping mission and to agree on a new force from any other regional country who will replace the current Ethiopian forces.
Al-Mahdi says the Sudan government also believes the new peacekeeping mission in Abyei should be enhanced and empowered to carry out development activities in the region so that the civil population is encouraged to return home.
President Al-Burhan and all the Sudanese officials suggested that the new mission's mandate should be involved in providing development projects for local communities by engaging UN institutions from both Sudan and South Sudan through a consensus.
Lacroix commented the improved relations between Sudan and South Sudan and encouraged them to make political decisions to resolve the dispute over Abyei once and for all. Sudan and South Sudan both claim ownership of Abyei area. The 2005 peace agreement, which led to South Sudan's independence from Sudan in 2011, required that both sides work out the final status of the region, but the issue is still unresolved. UNISFA was deployed by the UN Security Council in 2011 after deadly clashes between Juba and Khartoum displaced some 100,000 people. Their mandates include protection of civilians under imminent threat of physical violence. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.